The Agriculture Department has launched a new website to help farmers adjust to the challenges of climate change. The site provides a wealth of information from the latest research data to conservation programs and financial assistance to emergency contact information and more. Bill Hohenstein is director of USDA's Climate Change Program Office, and he joins us now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Emily.
So first, let me ask you to put these websites into perspective in terms of what you are trying to do overall. How do these help farmers?
Well, this website is part of our broader effort to launch seven regional climate hubs. What we're finding is farmers are dealing with the effects of climate change on the ground. They're seeing changes in growing season, changes in the probabilities of drought, changes in different pests that are showing up on their farm. And our programs, our conservation and farm programs, are there to support farmers. The hubs are going to support our programs. They're going to provide the technical information, the on-the-ground practical guidance to help farmers manage risk, but to work through our programs and getting the job done.
And you've been up and running since February. Do I have that right?
The hubs were launched in February by the secretary, and we've been working to set up this site. We put up an initial site that was fairly short and perfunctory. This site has over 120 pages. It has links to tools, everything from how a farmer can calculate how much carbon they're sequestering to helping them manage drought.
And so what is USDA providing now that it didn't before, just under another label?
Well, it's working through our programs. And so we have a broad array of programs to help farmers manage risk. We have conservation programs. We have programs that help farmers set plant dates. We have programs that help them identify pests and diseases. We work through agricultural extension. Our field staff knows a lot about agriculture. They don't necessarily know a lot about climate change. And what we can anticipate is that the future is going to look different than the past. And what this site attempts to do is to help to educate our field staff on what we expect to see in the future and to begin to draw in farmers so they can look at what we know about climate change and what we think the impacts are going to be on their farms.
So do you draw in expertise from outside the agriculture department then for this website?
Absolutely. We work as part of a consortium of 13 agencies and departments through the U.S. Global Change Research Program, and that's the U.S. Cornerstone of our climate science program. And we're drawing on that. We're drawing on information from NOAA and NASA and the National Science Foundation. We work very closely with our partner at the Department of Interior on things like how climate change is going to affect fire distribution and forest health.
And so when you look at these regions, for example, we in Washington, D.C., it seems like we are in the Northeast region. Why have you broken down the climate hubs into these specific regions? Is it because of climate change, or is it because of where your resources are?
It's primarily that we think climate change is going to look very different, say, in the Southwest or in the Southern Plains than it will in the Northeast. And so the issues that farmers and ranchers and natural resource professionals are going to be dealing with are going to be quite different. In the Southwest, we're worried about primarily water availability and extreme high temperatures. In the Northeast, we may be worried about increases in extreme rainfall events and the issues with soil erosion that go along with that.
And in terms of the advice or the resources that you provide for farmers, how much of it is proactive, saying this is what you can do now before you see some changes of climate change that will affect you and your business? And how much of it is reactive, saying we know that you have a tough problem right now, such as the droughts or the wildfires, and so you need to do whatever it is now because of that?
That's a great question. Now, what we're finding is that farmers are already adapting, and they're adapting in a reactive way. They're looking at the changes they're seeing on the ground, and they're trying to plan according to that. But what we anticipate is that the climate's going to continue to change, and in fact, projections show that the rates of change are going to accelerate. And so when it comes to things like capital investments that farmers need to make in irrigation systems or new barns or capital equipment around the farm, whether they should put in a new, water storage pond, they need to be thinking about what future conditions are going to be like and whether they should revise their plans accordingly. And so we're hoping to get farmers to be a little more proactive in terms of thinking about future risks and future vulnerabilities.
And in terms of creating this website, you mentioned that you have staff on the ground in all farming communities, pretty much in the United States. How do they contribute to the website?
Well, they're going to be clients of the website as well as contributors. We're hoping to increase the climate literacy of our field staff. We have offices in virtually every county of the country, over 3,700 counties across the country. We have conservation professionals. We have extension agents. We have folks that work on the crop insurance program. And they know a lot about agriculture. They know what works and what doesn't for farmers in their area. But again, they don't necessarily know a lot about the latest science on climate change, what practices can help address risks and vulnerabilities. And so it's going to be a partnership. Within each region, we have set up steering committees and advisory groups that work with our hubs coordinators, and those are made up of the field staff, the field professionals in the region.
We're speaking with Bill Hohenstein. He's director of USDA's Climate Change Program Office. I imagine this is not something that many agriculture department employees learned about when they were in school training for whatever their specialty is. I want to ask, though, how is USDA helping those other agencies that you mentioned? You mentioned how NOAA, NASA, Interior are feeding into this website. Are you able to also inform what they are doing?
Well, absolutely. NOAA knows a lot about the weather and about climate, but doesn't necessarily know a lot about agriculture and things like water use. And so we have surveys within USDA on the winter snowpack, on water use that we share with NOAA. And with the Department of Interior, it's really a partnership. We both manage federal lands, and we work on issues related to regional wildlife, again, water availability, fire risk. And so this is going to expand on our partnerships with our land management agencies.
And when you're looking at the website, I'm just wondering, give me some examples of what people might be able to go there and find that they might have questions about out in the field.
Sure. There are links across the top of the page, climate resources if they want to know more about climate risks and vulnerabilities in their region, and then adaptation assistance. And there you can find links to our conservation programs, to our drought portal, to tools that can help them evaluate risks and vulnerabilities. In addition, we have ways of contacting us. We have an events calendar. We have a news section. And again, links to extension within their region. So there's quite a bit of information.
And when I go to the site, you have a map of the United States, and you have certain cities highlighted: Durham, New Hampshire, University Park, Pennsylvania. What's special about these cities? They're not typically what you would see highlighted in a map.
Well, they're quite important to our folks. They're the actual center of our hub, and that's where our hub coordinators are located. And so they're located across the country within their region, providing support not just for the folks within their state, but across the regions.
And are they also affiliated with the universities? Because I see that most of them are in university towns.
In many cases, USDA historically has set up shop aligned with the land-grant universities. And so within the Northeast, we have locations in Ithaca and University Park and Durham, New Hampshire. All three of those are land-grant university towns.
How, you know, the federal government talks a lot about metrics and being able to measure performance. How are you measuring performance with this when climate change is so hard to chart in the first place?
Well, there's two ways of measuring performance. We deal with both mitigation, how can we reduce the carbon footprint and reduce emissions from agriculture, and then adaptation, how do we manage risk? On the mitigation side, we're going to be tracking the performance of our conservation programs and agriculture within the U.S. We'll track aggregate greenhouse gas emissions and then greenhouse gas emissions by sources, by livestock, fertilizer use. And so that will be the ultimate performance measure on mitigation. How are we doing in reducing emissions and increasing carbon sequestration? On adaptation, it's a little bit more difficult because what we're trying to accomplish is to reduce risk. And measuring reduced risk is sometimes difficult, but we have some success with that as well. We've looked at various droughts over time. And if you look at, say, the 1988 drought, it had impacts on agriculture. The 2012 drought certainly did as well. But what we found when we compared those two droughts, farmers did better in 2012 than in 1988. And the reason they did better is because they had better crops and they had better water management. Stronger crops were able to resist the drought better. And so there's a metric that shows that our research, that our programs to help farmers improve their cropping systems and their crops help them produce a crop in 2012 where they wouldn't have in 1988. So those are sort of the ultimate performance metrics. In addition, there's the bean counting. There's, you know, how many farmers are we providing outreach for? How many farmers are linking to our site? What, you know, what sort of acceptance do we have of the tools? And we'll be doing that as well.
And in the 6 months since the climate hubs formed, what have you found to be the most useful, either with anecdotal evidence or metrics if you have it, to be the most useful to farmers?
Well, what I've been very happy with is the interest within the land-grant universities. Those, each land-grant university has an ag experiment station and an extension service, and those groups provide support to farmers on the ground pretty much across the board in every state. The ag experiment stations and extension have been interested in partnering with these hubs.
Bill Hohenstein is director of USDA's Climate Change Program Office. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thank you.